Your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief keeps you informed about what's happening in Annapolis, Anne Arundel County, and Maryland. Local news, local sports, local events, local opinion, and of course, local weather. Your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief starts now.
Good morning. It's Friday, April 19th, 2024. This is John Frenay, and this is your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief presented by Annapolis Subaru and the SPCA of Anne Arundel County. Kudos to George Young and DCMDVA Weather, because I am convinced he's been dialing up this nice spring weather. I was even able to ride my bike yesterday to record a local business spotlight. Granted, it and I was covered with pollen when we got back, but it was all worth it. Anyhow, we have some news, so let's get into it, shall we? Yesterday, the Anne Arundel County Police carried out a narcotics raid at the La Quinta Inn on Nursery Road in Linthicum, arresting a 27-year-old man from Annapolis. The police operation did lead to the seizure of significant quantities of drugs, including cocaine, MDMA, fentanyl, and other substances, along with firearms and a big stash of cash. In a separate incident, a third-grade teacher at Severna Park Elementary School is under investigation after multiple students raised serious allegations of being touched inappropriately. WBFF Fox 45 in Baltimore reports that the teacher has been removed from the classroom and Anne Arundel County Police are handling the case with due diligence, focusing on maintaining confidentiality and conducting thorough inquiries with the affected families. Now, the school did send out notices to parents and they did post them on their website, but both of them have been removed from the school's website at this point. In more positive school news, Bodkin Elementary School's fifth grade teacher Bradley Absher received the prestigious Milken Educator Award for his exceptional contribution to education. The award, celebrated with a surprise assembly at the school, included an unrestricted $25,000 cash prize, recognizing Absher's innovative teaching methods and leadership in student engagement and extracurricular activities. We've got video of the award on ionannapolis.net, and I'll tell you, it is so awesome to see these kids absolutely lose their minds when they realize what's happening. On the business front, Red Lobster is reportedly considering filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy following financial struggles exacerbated by the Ultimate Endless Shrimp promotion. The seafood chain, which did expand the promotion due to its popularity, reported significant losses and is exploring restructuring options with legal and financial advisors to manage the debt. Now, we're not sure about any closings, but here in Anne Arundel County, we only have two, one at the Annapolis Mall and another one up in Hanover at the Arundel Mills Mall. The weather looks great this weekend, so we do have some events for you. Tomorrow, the Songbird Festival 2024 version at Maryland Hall. That celebrates the music of women from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you know what? That's a freebie. And Green Space in Annapolis is happening all day all over the city, so you may see people planting and cleaning up public spaces. My suggestion is that if you're out driving, be extra cautious because you might find some people in places that you normally wouldn't expect them. On Sunday, you've got the Taste of Spring on West Street, and that's going to offer a culinary experience from six local restaurants to support the Dinner Under the Stars program that kicks off next month. That's from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., and you can still get tickets at the Inner West Street Association's website. And from noon to 3, also on Sunday, at Art Farm on Chinkapin Round Road, there is going to be an art market featuring sustainable and nature-inspired products. And briefly flowing into Monday, as it is Earth Day, the Parole Rotary will host a shredding and recycling event at the Farmers Market on Harry Truman Parkway, and that runs from 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And you do want to be sure to check out our local business spotlight on Saturday at noon. Now, we spoke with Mickey from Historic London Town and Gardens, and I do need to get that edited sometime today, so it'll drop at noon on Saturday. Today on Canines and Crosstracks, we meet Benny, and he is a six-month-old adorable poodle mix, and he will make a great companion for anyone, any couple, any family. You want to listen to our spot now and then check out ionannapolis.net at noon today for some irresistible photos and a video and get all of the information on how you can adopt him. He's not going to be at the shelter long. Trust me on that one. And again, don't forget that we have our daily newsletter that features only the top local news stories of the day. We send it out to your email inbox at 7 p.m. every night. That is 366 days this year, all without a paywall. It's perfect for keeping up with the weekend's news since we don't release a DNB on Saturday or Sunday, and I'm dropping a link right here in the show notes for you. And that's it. Now it's just time to say thank you for listening and putting up with us every day. I do hope that we add some value to your world. And if we do, please leave a review somewhere or tell a friend to give us a listen. We also want to thank our sponsors, Annapolis Subaru, the SPCA of Anne Arundel County, Solar Energy Services, and Hospice of the Chesapeake. It's Friday, the weekend is here, and now it's time just to have a great weekend. Be nice to others, do something fun, and keep shopping local. Now you just need to hang tight because George Young from DCMDVA Weather is here with the only locally forecasted weather report you'll find. And of course, canines and cross treks. So do hang around for that. All that's coming your way in just a minute.
Have you ever had to wait to get an appointment at the Apple Store? Skip the wait and the line at the mall by visiting MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham, where appointments are not necessary. MacMedics is an Apple-authorized service provider. MacMedics services all Apple devices, including broken iPhone screens and batteries, and all without an appointment. Most iPhone repairs are complete the same day and usually within a few hours. MacMedics is also an Apple-authorized reseller and sell Apple products at the same price as the Apple Store. Visit MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham for Apple-authorized sales and service and shop local. Don't wait for help. Call MacMedics at 410-757-MAX, which is 410-757-6227. It's 410-757-6227. Or visit them online at MacMedics.com. When you live near Annapolis, you know how fickle the weather can be. So you need a truly local forecast that's accurate and reliable. Forecast right here in Annapolis. DCMDVA Weather is not just for today, but for the rest of the week and the weekend too. Now here's George Young of DCMDVA Weather with the weather outlook for today and beyond.
Hey everyone, this is George with DCMDVA Weather, and this is your Eye on Annapolis forecast for Friday, April 19th. Pretty nice day yesterday for the Annapolis region, especially in the PM with the sunshine kicking in late in the day. And while today will bring more clouds and maybe some PM showers, the next several days look slightly cool and comfortable with the next chance for showers not coming until late Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. Look for mostly cloudy skies today, with highs in the mid or upper 60s, with a small chance for some showers in the afternoon and evening, to be followed by a mostly sunny weekend, with highs Saturday in the mid 60s to lower 70s, followed by low to mid 60s, 4 p.m. highs on Sunday. As for next week, expect sunshine Monday and Tuesday with highs in the mid 60s to lower 70s, followed by a chance for some showers, maybe Tuesday night or Wednesday morning. Okay, that's it for today and this week. This is George Young of DCMDVA Weather. Make it a great day and weekend out there. Stay healthy and be safe. And be sure to follow DCMDVA Weather on Facebook and X for updates each day, along with the website at dcmdvaweather.info, so you can always stay weather informed.
Coping with advanced illness can be overwhelming, and determining the best options for a loved one isn't always so easy. But here at Hospice of the Chesapeake, your hometown hospice, we want you to know you do have a choice. You can choose exactly who provides the care and the type of care you receive. And it's your decision when and where your loved one receives that care. We have served our community, family, and friends for over 40 years. We are there when you need us. Learn how we can help at hospicechesapeake.org.
That can only mean one thing. We're headed to the SPCA of Anne Arundel County with Annapolis Subaru to play with the pups for this week's Canines and Cross Treks. Sponsored by Annapolis Subaru. Higher standards.
Back up at Annapolis Subaru for Canines and Cross Treks, man. How are you doing?
Welcome to Annapolis Subaru.
Why, thank you, Billy.
As I was walking across the parking lot, I saw a sharp-looking green Solterra.
Yeah?
And no, it wasn't pollen.
Okay. I don't know. I was going to say, a lot of the cars have a green,
a lot or all
green
of them.
Tinge to them.
Yeah, no kidding.
Pretty much all of them.
Yeah, pretty much all.
But yeah, no, it was actually it's a really sharp looking car. I did a double take. That's why I was a little bit late. I walked across the park and said, I didn't think they had an electric vehicle that was.
Are you maybe reconsidering your midlife crisis car,
no,
John? Still
no.
Going to go?
I know. I kind of
sounded
like that.
No. I'm not on the EV bandwagon just yet.
Okay.
It needs to stabilize a little bit more.
All right.
For me.
Well, I just got information. We've got quite a few EVs coming out here in the next few years.
Models or
some different
let's,
ones.
Let's see how the infrastructure works out. I mean,
yeah, it should be good.
I've got that whole. What do they call it? The range.
Range anxiety.
Range anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the red one that's in the showroom right now?
That's a Solterra.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
They're nice. Yeah. So the range on those is around 215, 230. Just depends mm-hmm. on the temperature and stuff. But the ones that are coming out in a couple years, within the next two model years, actually, they should have a much higher range.
Cool. Well, who's this Swiffer?
Okay. So today we have Benny. And Benny is a male poodle mix. Absolutely adorable.
Oh,
right?
My gosh. He's just
lots of curls.
Banging off the walls.
He's 6 months old.
Looks like another one of those toy dogs.
He totally looks like a toy dog. And he came in here into Billy's office, and it's like clear glass. I mean, there's like nothing on these windows.
So he's like one of those birds that's flying out there.
And he got a little bit confused, and he tried to go through it, but he's okay. He did not hit his heart.
He's not concussed.
No, he's obviously not. He's running around and having fun. So.
Well, what's his story? How did he come over? Was he surrendered?
Yeah, he was surrendered, and it was just because the people surrendering just didn't have enough time. I mean, he's still a puppy, as you can see.
Right.
So, you know, adopting him would be committing to a puppy and knowing sure. you just mm-hmm. still have some training to do. And we've been working on leash walking with him and potty training and all that fun stuff.
You know what he's got down?
What's he got down?
The loving bit. He jumps right up on your lap.
No.
Very affectionate.
He really is. I mean, he's gone around. He's making his rounds in here. And but in the car, he was great. As soon as we got in, he just laid down and went right to sleep. And
nice.
So he wasn't trying to cross over to, you know, the driver's side or anything. But he is just, obviously, you have to realize he will need grooming, as you can see, with all his hair.
Well, he's got a little bit of a Shih Tzu or maybe a Lhasa mix into him because he's got the curly,
mm-hmm. the little tail.
The upturned tail.
Another Lhasa Shih Tzu?
Lhasa Shih Tzu. That's right.
I love the breeds
we create. Those are fun.
My prediction is that Benny is going to go the way of Buddy and be out of here
really quick.
In a heart
pretty quick.
Absolutely. Yes. He is way too cute.
Well, yeah. Benny will be gone pretty soon because he is just adorable.
Happy guy.
He is, and he just needs to get a little bit of manners, I guess, and mm-hmm. a little bit of puppy training. But that's half of the fun of having a puppy, though. It really
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
Looks like he's always smiling.
He's smiling, and he always wants to be up on your lap, and he just wants to have a good time.
Good-looking teeth.
Yeah.
Like, sort of like Buddy.
Oh, he's got some great choppers, doesn't he?
Yeah, you guys have been getting some dogs with some great teeth through there.
See, as you get to know animals, you start to look at different things.
Yeah.
Now you're into teeth.
Hey, Billy, question for you.
Okay.
Do you guys pay off Consumer Reports?
No. No. It may seem that way.
Yeah. I mean, it came up my newsfeed on my phone, but it was like they were talking about the top cars all over the place,
mm-hmm.
like the categories. And the sports cars, BRZ, Ichiban, number one.
Ah, nice.
And the WRX, number two.
Wow.
Top two, baby.
Then it went down from there. Small cars. Which I don't know really how they define that, but Impreza came in at number three, which I thought was very respectable.
Beautiful. Nice. Top five.
You got nothing in the small pickup truck or compact hybrids because you don't have them.
Yeah. No. We would if we did, but we
Absolutely
don't.
Absolutely,
so
we would.
We're not.
That's right.
Small SUV, what was the number one?
Forester.
Yep. What was number two? Crosstrek.
Woohoo!
I think they probably consider the Outback maybe like a station wagon or something like that. I kind of.
Yeah. One and two, though?
Wow,
can't take it.
Look at
Let's
you guys
go.
Rocking Let's it.
I tell you. And then last night, you over at the SPCA had another one of your Read to the Animals.
We did. We had such a great turnout.
How did it go?
Everybody has fun. I mean, whether they're kids or adults, I mean, they just have a blast.
And it's great because the dogs don't know when the kids or the adults
you could
screw
really,
up their words.
Yeah, you
That's
can
right.
mess up some words.
They're not judging. They're not judging at all. But, you know, if you look at the pictures on there, those dogs do calm down and just lay in the front of that cage and listen.
And anybody that wants to do that, I mean, that's open for anybody. You can go to the website at aacspca.org and get all the information when they have them. And you do have them over at Paul's
at the mall,
too.
Also, yeah. And we have adults that come in and join, which is great, too.
Dogs and cats are non-judgmental, which is awesome.
Non-judgmental.
Yeah. I don't know. Cats are pretty judgmental. Dogs aren't. Dogs are like, oh, I'm just happy.
That's
attention,
right.
attention. Cats are like,
if they
all
don't
right.
like it, they're going to turn around and all walk right. the other way.
Let's just finish on this paragraph, all right, buddy? Then you're done.
True.
I'm done with you.
Walk for the Animals coming up.
Yes, that's right. May 19th.
That's May 19th. So that's about a month.
That is, yeah.
That's
wow.
pretty darn close.
Yeah, it's just right around the corner.
Holy smokes.
It is. And that's at Quiet Waters Park. And you've got the car show.
That's right. We have the Cars and Critters, and that actually is a different time. So the walk is 8 to 12, but the car show is 9:30 to 12. So it starts an hour and a half late, and it's in the Holly Pavilion parking lot.
What I would like to do on that, when you've got the kissing booth for the dogs,
mm-hmm.
I may come over there with a GoPro camera and see if we can, like,
that would be
cool. Put it on the dog.
Yeah.
So you get all these people coming up to the camera going, oh, kissy, kissy.
That would be and get really
the humans
cute.
Going in yes. for the kiss on the dog.
We had a GoPro on a dog one time, you know, taking a walk for, you know, yeah. to start the walk for the animals, which was very cool. And everybody enjoyed that. But the kissing booth would be even better.
Oh, by the way, and I do want to take this moment to shame County Executive Pittman because I did approach them on the...
Did you really?
I did. I said, you know, my argument on giving it Prius is that you're sort of an extension of the county, the SPCA, because
yeah.
when there's animals that are abandoned and stuff like that, the police do go to you guys 24/7. You've got the free, mm-hmm. the spay and the neuter clinics and the shots and everything else. It's, you know, so that's what sets you apart from any other nonprofit that's right. in town. Okay. I mean,
mm-hmm. and we're walking distance to the park.
And I said, they've got to pay for that. And I got this answer from his assistant, which I was a little bit ticked off at, but it says, the county executive asked me to respond to your note regarding the upcoming walk for the animals at Quiet Waters Park. We're excited to see the walk return this year and hope the weather cooperates for a successful event. As you know, the event has grown in size over the years and requires a fair amount of county resources to help managing the large attendance, including rangers, porta pots, etc. I regret that we cannot waive the entrance fee completely, but I'm asking Shelley Ridge, Park Superintendent, to continue to work with you on making the event successful in terms of both financial and physical space limitations.
Interesting.
So how much do they participate in the setup for the
event?
Well,
they don't because we actually have a volunteer group that helps with the parking. So okay. the rangers right. don't need to do that. And then they actually asked us to rent the porta potties. So they're not right. covering the porta potty.
So they're staffing the booth to collect the money.
Sounds like a reply email.
You know, I thought I made a really good argument for it. And, yeah.
You've got some facts that contradict what is said on there.
I think the part that is just baffling to me, and I did talk to the park about it too, is that we pay per head. But yet on a daily basis, they charge per car, but we have to pay per head. So if there's five people in the car, we pay per person. Oh, wow. Where I would even say, can we just get per car? And that would help us because it would obviously be less money because, you know, here we are paying.
Well, I mean, my argument too also was that during COVID, they mm-hmm. they opened the parks up for free for right. everybody. So it wasn't that big of a deal.
Right.
And that also that... you're going to be drawing from the SPCA a lot of people that perhaps may not have seen Quiet Waters right. and are going in there and going, wow, this is cool. I need to get a pass.
Yeah, would right. love to bring my family back
That's
here.
That's right. And on top of that, don't forget the park is not closed to everybody else. It's still open that day.
Right.
So it's not like they're going to lose money.
Right.
Everybody's more than welcome to still come. And a lot of times we end up paying for it, even though they're not there for the walk.
That's kind of a bummer, but...
Well, we appreciate you trying. Thank you.
The moral to the story, though, is to make sure that you go to the event.
That's right, and enjoy it, because this is a community event that we love putting on for the community, so...
Walk for the animals and support the SPCA in any way that you possibly
can. I can't wait.
I can't wait for you
to be a
cross-track
or outback. I'm not even telling my kids about it. It's just going to wake up and be there. They're going to be like, what are we doing today, Dad? I'm like, we're going to this park. And there's going to be all these people and dogs.
And Subarus.
You know, and another thing that I wanted to add, too, is actually, so for the vendor village where we have, you know, you can have a booth mm-hmm. and stuff, for the nonprofits out there, we don't charge for nonprofits to come and they get a booth for free.
Oh,
so
that's
all the
nice.
Nonprofits out there and the rescues, we always have a lot of, like, rescues come. And so
that's awesome.
We invite you guys. Yeah.
That's awesome. How many people do you normally draw to that?
Gosh, yeah, anywhere between like 1,000 to 2,000. So,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
wow.
Always
really
a fun day.
Yeah, it just depends. Sometimes it'll be like 2,200, and sometimes we, you know, it's just 1,200. Of course, weather has a lot to do with that.
Mr. Benny.
Needs to go home. Yes, he does. He also needs a little haircut.
He is, you know, he looks so, you know, he totally looks like a Swiffer, though.
Totally. Yeah.
You get some duct tape and a pole. And wrap it around them and just run them around your house.
Let them be like one of like the Roomba Swiffers. That's right. It's kind of like, you know.
Close to the ground and just keep moving.
And he's a dog, so if you drop something in the kitchen, some food.
Yes. Yeah.
Like a Pac-Man, he'll just eat it up. And
yes, unfortunately, right?
But if you need to adopt Benny, AACSPCA.org, and I don't expect to see him here next week for sure. Because, God, I'm so amazed at how fast Buddy went last time we talked
to
him.
So fast.
You know what? Buddy was at Annapolis Subaru, too. And Benny, it may have something to do. Annapolis Subaru may be putting some kind of adopt-me mojo going on here.
Yeah, it's magical.
Probably,
Thank you, Billy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
We do what we can.
Yes, you do.
Consciously
customer
and
service, here you go.
always giving back to the community.
That's right.
But if you would like a pollen-covered Subaru, they have hundreds of them right here on the lot.
There is a lot of pollen. We promise to get the pollen off if you buy it, unless you like it.
Yeah.
Right. Leave it.
Hey.
And, and they are offering this very cool thing that they will offer you a pollen-free car for the time it takes to get from their front door to the car.
That's about it, right? That's how long it lasts.
Yeah. It's a daily struggle. It's a daily struggle. But the cars in the showroom floor don't have pollen on them, which is lovely.
Yes.
You know, and they also, the red one you're talking about, the Solterra.
Yes.
That one doesn't have any interest if you decide to buy it and finance it for 72 months.
72 months, wow.
With no
0%
interest?
0% interest.
Wow.
Yeah. And the lease on it's pretty wild, too. A lot of.
That is great.
That's no interest for 6 years.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to pay for gas.
Just the electricity?
Just the electricity. Yeah.
That is amazing.
Pretty wild, huh?
That is. And the red is also an attractive looking color.
Yeah.
I'm not big on the white one, to be honest with you.
And I like the white. The white's cool.
Just seemed very marshmallowy to me.
That's what makes it pretty. I love white cars. Love white cars. Marshmallow.
And my whole thing is on the EVs is that every manufacturer, the front, we've lost the grills.
No such thing. It's not needed.
EVs, yeah.
Well, it doesn't need it, but it visually, I think.
It's got to be, it's the aerodynamics. It's the.
Yeah.
We're trying to get the maximum
velocity. Velocity out of, I guess that's, when you've got a limited amount of miles that you can do on the thing.
But I like the white one. You don't like the white one?
No, it didn't do a whole lot for me. But I stopped and did a double take and walked back on the parking lot when I saw the green one. So it's not the car. It was the white color on that car.
Yeah.
That I didn't like, because I love the white on your car.
Love it. Yeah.
The white's the most popular. Yeah, the white's the most popular.
And I do also like that green color that you guys have.
Okay.
You've got an amazing green color. It looks good on all of your cars.
They do. Subaru does a good job with their colors. They've got the standard colors, white, black, gray, mm-hmm. and they've got some cool ones too.
Some cool funky ones. Well, adopt Benny, ACSPCA, and go grab your pollen-coated or pollen-free car at Annapolis Subaru at AnnapolisSubaru.com or roll up to 149 Old Solomon's Island Road. There might be a puppy or two in the place when you come in here, because they are a dog-friendly.
Yeah, bring your dog.
Have your dog try it out. If the dog likes the car, take it home.
Exactly.
All righty. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Hello, energy consumers. This is Rick Peters, president of Solar Energy Services. Is all this talk of inflation making you uneasy? Me too, especially the uncertainty. How bad will it eat into my future purchasing power? Well, don't feel helpless, because solar energy can give you some financial control. By installing and owning your solar system, you can lock out electricity cost inflation by locking in your electricity price for more than 25 years. Many of our inflation-fighting clean energy systems offset 100% of the annual electricity demands. Customers frequently add electric vehicle charging and backup batteries to their solar projects, providing them inexpensive auto fuel and additional energy security for the home. Freeze energy inflation in its tracks by committing to affordable, clean solar energy. Call us today at 410-923-6090 or visit us at solarsaves.net. But don't wait another minute. Sunshine's a waste.
Sunshine, sunshine. Nothing else can make me feel so fine.
You've been listening to the Ion Annapolis Daily News Brief. Tell your friends and colleagues, this is the podcast where you can keep up on the latest with what's going on in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County. And don't forget about our website, ionannapolis.net, where you can find even more information. And make sure you follow us on Facebook at All Annapolis and on Twitter at Ion Annapolis. This Daily News Brief podcast comes to you every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m.